Hi there, it's day 21. So today I want to go a little deeper and I want to talk about triggers. We all have them. There are certain things that just set us off instantly and they can turn a great day into a bad one. All your emotions are connected to the various events that are happening in your life. Both simple and complex life events can be emotional triggers. So you can simply be triggered by the loud noise in your neighborhood or the news you hear on television. A trigger is anything that brings about an unpleasant feeling and an instant emotional response. So take some time today and write down five things, or more if you have that many, that you really know trigger you or annoy you instantly. One of the ones for me is when my daughters, I have an office slash closet. So it's my office, but it's also a place where I store all my clothes and my makeup. And it really triggers me when my daughters go in there and they take things without asking. I'm 50 years old and I'm still fighting for my makeup from my children. Yeah. So where do I feel the trigger comes from? When was the first time I recall it triggering me? So for me, I feel that trigger comes from me giving everything to my kids and having them as a teen mom. So I wasn't really allowed to get my nails done or have pretty makeup or nice clothes. And I think I really recall it triggering me starting to go into my 40s after the girls were, you know, getting older. And I felt like I had sacrificed so much that it really triggered me for me to feel like I just have to share everything with them. And as a parent and as a mom, please know that I love my kids. But sometimes I think we just want that eyeliner to be our eyeliner. I just want my brush to be my brush, and that's okay. What surrounds the situation? Again, I think it has a lot to do. I grew up in a family with six kids, and there wasn't a lot of things that were just mine. So I think that's part of it for me. And what steps can you take to help deal with your trigger? Well, if you're me, I put a lock on the door with a keypad so they can't go in there. But more than that, I really talked with them about how I was feeling. But here's some things that you can do. You can be more mindful, because being mindful is about being present, so being in sync with your emotions. You can be able to recognize if there's something toxic in a relationship or constantly that's bothering you or annoying you. You can have a mood journal, which I think is great, because we can really focus on what our moods are and why they're changing. And if it's really bad and the triggers are just too much, you can seek professional help. You know, mastering emotional self-regulation is not easy. And oftentimes triggers are intensely rooted in a person's behavior that they're not even able to recognize. So if you're having a hard time detecting your triggers, you may want to seek out some professional therapy. And there's no shame in asking for help. It's a safe and judgmental-free place where you can go to get some insight on what might be going on. Okay, have a great day. And remember, you got this.